Blog Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning, Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios after a day out yesterday. I am back and ready to roll. A lot going on last night. And you know, baseball's a funny game. We hear that term a lot. Baseball's a funny game. You have 162 games. 162 games that probably produce 162 pretty different emotions. Yesterday at this time, I was angry. Not angry necessarily. I guess that's the wrong term for it. More flabbergasted. More just, I didn't know what was going on. The effort they put out last night, small steps toward a potential big time movement. Small steps nonetheless, but steps. You have to feel a little bit better. You have to maybe pull your head out from underneath the covers just a little bit. A big time win last night for Kansas City. The bats break out. And Nathan Carnes, that Jerod Dyson trade is looking a lot better now. Some couple of months later, it is looking so much better. 10 strikeouts for Carnes yesterday, allowed 2 earned runs in 6 1/3 inning through exactly 100 pitches. He was nasty. He was nasty, he was good, and he was just, as I said a couple of times last night, he was just mean. He was just mean to a couple of these hitters. I just loved what we saw out of Nate Carnes yesterday, and as I said, the offense opened up, just moving some things, moving those pieces, and of course, you felt a little nostalgia. You felt a little bit of warm and fuzzy seeing Alcides Escobar back in that number one spot and seeing him take advantage of it. First pitch, he gets on base. You know he's going to swing. Anyone that has any sort of scouting report on Alcides Escobar knows he is going to swing at first pitches. That's just a given, an absolute given. So why do you groove a fastball? If you are the starting pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday, which whatever his name was, Ian Snell, I don't know. But why? Why do you groove a fastball down the middle of the plate? I understand that's what a pitcher does. Try to get strike one. You put it in that location, you're not getting strike one. You're getting hit one. And that's exactly what he got, and it just snowballed from there. 7 runs on just 13 hits in this game. Just an incredible night hitting for the Kansas City Royals, and they get back into a winning fashion. They open up the series, a first of a 4-game series with the Rays, and looking good right now. Looking very, very good. Now, I had some people ask, and this I brought this up last night in jest, and I had people take me way too seriously. Folks on Twitter take you very, very literally at some points, and that never is a good thing. Never, never, never is a good thing. Drew Butera, who was the catcher last night in place of Salvador Perez-Sal, of course, was the DH in favor of Brandon Moss. Thank God. Drew Butera had a very nice night. 2-for-4 with a couple of RBI. And I said, in a very, very joking manner, I said, well, you need to move south. We need to put Butera in the lineup 24/7. We need to put him for the rest of the season at catcher. No. Butera is not going to catch the rest of the season. Sal is not going to ride the DH train the rest of the season. Now, do I see it happening more frequently? Possibly. It's a complete possibility to see that a couple of times now, every so often. We've seen it, you know, quite a bit, but you may see it a little more frequently, and I think if there's any hope of, if there is a sports guide at this point, Alcides Escobar will be in that number one spot again tonight. We'll talk about that matchup in just a little bit. Actually, we're going to talk about that right now because funny thing came across my timeline. The Royals win 7-3 yesterday, 11-20 overall. They only have 3 wins away from home. They have a chance to make that 6, though. I think they can sweep the Rays. I really think that they can beat down this Rays team, especially if the offense continues to do what they did last night. All right. As most of you know, most of you are Facebook-oriented, Facebook-related. You have a feature on there called, I don't know, memories, whatever it may be. You can look back at what you did a year ago. Well, a year ago, today I had it come across my Facebook that 1 year ago I posted last night, after tonight's performance, Chris Young has been offered a spot in the All-Star game as the home run derby pitcher. Well, I had to look back because I could not remember exactly what had happened. I had to go to Baseball Reference, and thank God for Baseball Reference. I had to go back and look just exactly to see what Chris Young did a year ago today. Against the New York Yankees, 2 2/3, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, all 5 of those earned runs coming via solo home run. In a beatdown of a game. They actually got close in this game. The Royals did late a 6-3 score. Chris Young dropped his 5th game of the year. What are they, 30 games in, 31 games in, and Chris Young is already 1-5 last year. So obviously last year they pulled Young out of the rotation, you know, yada, yada, yada. They pulled him out of the rotation. And so you're saying, well, Jeff, what the hell does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Well, Chris Young tonight is your spot starter for the Kansas City Royals. After Ian Kennedy is out injured now, Young will make the spot start tonight. We have to hope that it's better than a year ago. We just have to hope that it's better than a year ago. Just hope. I found that very ironic, and I hate Facebook for that, to pop up things like that. Just ironic that it would come in that way. But again, Chris Young, your starter tonight. Again, a 6 o'clock start. Matt Andrezi, the opposition for C. Young. Andrezi 2-1 with a 3.09 ERA. Had his 3rd scoreless start of his career Thursday against the Marlins. Just he's dominant right now. He is dominating. This game is going to be the toughest for Kansas City to win. If they are going to get, as I said, I think they can sweep. This will be the toughest. This will be the biggest matchup for the Royals. Can they overcome a very, very tough pitcher? This one, again, this one's going to be tough. This one's going to be very tough. But we've seen guys. These guys have seen Matt Andreese before. They have seen him. They actually pounded him. I believe late last year, they took him to town late in the season last year. And this is a team that has a lot of at-bats against Andreese. Alcides Escobar has 8. Chesler Cuthbert, 7. Eric Hosmer, 7. Sal has 6. None of them have great production against him. Only a handful of RBI coming off of Matt Andreese in that game, but a lot of it was due to later on in the game getting that victory. Not so much against Andreese, but really good averages overall for the Royals team against Andreese. And I will post this preview later on the Facebook page. Do check out the numbers because they are very interesting for Matt Andreese against the Royals. Don't want to completely run them down. That just takes way too much time out of the show. But that is going to be a fun matchup tonight. Again, Royals and Rays, 6 o'clock for that game tonight from Tropicana Field against Chris Young and Matt Andreese. All right, let's move to the playoffs now, the NBA playoffs. First of all, a couple of games going on in the West last night. Golden State just absolutely rolls Utah. Let's just get this thing to the finals. The NBA playoffs have been so boring. The NBA playoffs have been boring. Especially because we know what we're going to see in the end. We know we're going to see Cavs. We know we're going to see the Warriors. Let's just get through it. Golden State gets the sweep over Utah, 121-95. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things once again, 30 points for him. Gordon Hayward with 25. This season has really made Gordon Hayward a whole new guy. Kind of a middling player for a while. It has made him a big-time name now in the NBA. But again, Golden State gets the 121-95 victory. In the schedule tonight, I should say, one game in the West, game 5 between the Rockets and the Spurs. That one going on tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT. That series tied at 2 games apiece. That one in San Antonio tonight, where the Spurs are 31-10 in the regular season. They were dominant over anyone at home. So the Rockets have a lot to work for in this ball game. But again, a nice game there. Again, 7 o'clock TNT is where you're going to find the Rockets and the Spurs. Game last night in the NHL, it was the Caps dominating the Penguins in this game. They get 3 third-period goals and take the 5-2 victory over the Penguins going now into a Game 7 that coming up on Wednesday night. Your game tonight in the NHL after an overtime on Saturday night, lead that 3-2 over the Rangers. Game 6 tonight on NBC Sports Network at a 6:30 start for Ottawa and New York. All right, before we close out today's show, and I posted this on the Facebook page earlier today, CBS Sports Network coming out yesterday with a story that we around here already knew, but shedding a little light on the new athletic director at Kansas State and what he has in front of him as it pertains to the future of the football program. Well, this article, and I have to admit, this article goes back and forth and back and forth. And again, I did post this on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. This written by Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. He wrote that obviously Sean Snyder, the son of Bill Snyder, is in heavy contention, which we already knew, heavy contention to be the next coach at Kansas State. That seemingly is obvious to the local fans, at least. That is how it's going to be. Now, this article has a lot of interesting questions of why not this guy, why not that guy, why not the other guy? And I think it's something that we already know, but I do want you to take a look at it because it does have some interesting names in it that I think you would like to see, maybe not necessarily right away. I think we have already seen, and I think I've spoken on this before, I think the Sean Snyder thing is an experiment, at best an experiment. And it kind of gives into dives into how the athletic director, frankly, has no choice and really doesn't want a choice of what is going on for that next coaching, for the successor to Bill Snyder. Knowing how long Snyder may have left, we've said he's got a couple of years for the last 10 years. So you never know with Bill. But I did post that on the Facebook page. Do check it out and let me know exactly what you think of the art, not only of the article, but what you think of the future of the Kansas State program. All right, that is all I have for tonight. Again, ton of sports going on tonight, Royals as well as NBA and NHL. Plenty to talk about on tomorrow's show. Plenty to watch tonight. Again, 6 o'clock. Remember that 6 o'clock start. I almost missed first pitch yesterday for the Royals because I just completely forgot that they were playing in Tampa. Do check that out, though. 6 o'clock tonight for the Royals and Rays. And then, of course, the NBA and NHL playoffs also going on tonight. A lot of good things going on. San Antonio and Houston is going to be a tremendous, tremendous game in the NBA. I look forward to tomorrow's show. We will break it all down and take a look at what we have coming up on Wednesday. As for today, Jeff Ward signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.